Now, part of the.
This? It's not so long, but that time.
On the Biennale and its public. Vittorio Gregotti.
Of course, the Spanish was very political. A sort of declaration that Biennale was open to the public, to the Venice, to the non-specialist people like that.
Vittorio Gregotti.
Because before there was no problem with the public out of the specialist. Now the pretension of the Biennale, it was to involve the people, not architects and not artists. That's practically impossible. Mm-hmm. That's my judgment, but maybe it's not true.
Paolo Portoghesi.
I consider the interpretation of Gregotti as something of elite interpretation. Mm-hmm. And I want to create something popular. Mm-hmm. My idea is that modern architecture has lost the possibility to speak with common people. It's something that has a certain public, but so also in architecture I always search to communication, mm-hmm. direct communication with people. And the architecture for architects, according to my idea, is something wrong.
Right.
It's something that has broken the continuity of architectural history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Architecture is not for architects, it's for committers and for public, for people, citizens. Citizens. So, certainly, there was for example, Gregotti has made an exhibition on Macchine Celebi.
Si.
You know, this is what I consider absolutely not useful. I think architecture is not like visual arts. Something that one can choose. I can choose this picture, I can change, but architecture is something that imposes its presence to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the people has some rights to have the architecture that love. So this is an idea close to Venturi interpretation. So the my exhibition is, in a certain sense, connected with Venturi.
Mm-hmm.
The word postmodernism has created some, come si può dire, false interpretation.
A wrong interpretation.
Right.
The idea of postmodernism is typical of Charles Jenks.
Yeah.
It was a friend, but with a very different approach.
Uh-huh.
And so Jenks was present in the commission, and in these years, in all Europe, postmodernism has created this spectacular and superficial. I was more interested to Venturi experience.
Mm-hmm. Hans Holein.
We had seen this Biennales,
mm-hmm.
and you went several kilometers in front of. I'm not nothing against drawings, and mm-hmm. at that time, and. As you see, there still was the pencil. This was very few renderings. Yeah, but it was how to. It was also for a much more complex public. Uh-huh. I was I wanted to address a much more different uh-huh. public.
A more sophisticated public, or would you say?
Divergent.
Not in the architecture. Actually, was the other thing ground, not like in the art biennale, mm-hmm. but in the architecture. I mean, it was some of these biennales had very little attention,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and because it was considered as being mm-hmm. something just specific for insiders and
yeah.
So this I did not want.
Aaron Betsky.
The interesting thing about the internet is that it takes away, on the one hand, the novelty that biennales had and that even biennials like the Whitney have. Traditionally, one of the reasons you would schlep from wherever you are to Venice or to the Whitney or to the Carnegie or to any of these kind of events is because it was your chance to see things from all over the world. And now, we were talking this morning, each of us, every morning as we have our coffee and in between phone calls, surf 40 or 50 sites, and everything that anyone from Chile to Timbuktu is doing is on the internet within a day or two. It's very rare that you find something that manages to remain hidden from that power. So the internet is like a continual biennale.
Right. Yeah.
Everything is continually on display. On the one hand, that makes it easier because it means that you have a better chance of finding interesting work from around the world that you otherwise might miss. I think that shouldn't be underestimated. Mm-hmm. And if you find someone interesting and you can then give them a chance to do something really great, that's a positive thing. I think that also puts pressure on you because it's not enough for someone just to show their stuff because you can see it on your screen. You have to let them do something that will make it be worth going there physically to see it. And so that sort of also answers the question about exhibitions. People complain about the need for exhibitions to be more and more spectacular. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what is wrong with that? I think that just as art itself is putting more and more emphasis on its own experiential qualities or is finding ways of integrating itself with community and media in a way that is completely disseminated. Mm-hmm. So the medium exhibition is also either exploding out into the street, from the Shepherd Fairies to all the other people exhibiting around town, Gormley here, right here, mm-hmm. Or it is becoming places where the most amazing objects and images and spaces are collected and are surrounded with a very elaborate framework mm-hmm. that heightens your experience of them. And I think it is forcing exhibitions to try to understand what their essence is and what they're about. Mm-hmm. And I think there's nothing wrong with that.